Here's the dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no. You big dummy. You dummy.
Yeah. Time for you big dummy. Well, and we got to vote on who's the dummiest. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. A man had to be rescued from the Hudson River after he refused to jump in the water because his cell phone would get wet. The man, whose name is being withheld, was getting ready to watch the sunrise on a piece of plywood in a marina. The makeshift raft was swept out by the Hudson River current and wound up about 2 nautical miles away, according to New York official Louise Guzzo. At first, we thought it was just debris. You wouldn't put this thing on the lake, much less the New York Harbor. Guzzo believes that the man stayed on the piece of wood because he didn't want to jump into the water because of his cell phone. Instead, Guzzo said the man stayed at the center of the plywood as it floated further into the harbor's highly traveled commercial lanes. Guzzo said the man was very happy to see the rescue team and hugged all the members of Marine Unit 1 as he was pulled on board.
Dummy. La-dee-dee, they la-dee-dum is dummy. Just Donna and me. And the dummy makes 3.
All right. Okay, there you go. All right, dummies. That's what we got coming up. Well, we got the weather and the traffic right here, and then we'll continue with you, big dummy. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. Back to you, big dummy. Dummy number two. Ooh, dummy number two. Residents of a Salt Lake City apartment complex have been threatened with eviction if they refuse to friend the complex on Facebook. Tenants at City Park Apartment said the Facebook addendum taped on their doors ordered them to friend the apartment complex on social media within 5 days or be found in breach of their rental agreements. In addition, the document ordered them not to post anything negative about City Park Apartments on Facebook and granted permission to the company to use photos of tenants and their visitors on the page. The apartment complex has a 1.1 out of 5 star rating Tuesday before the page was apparently deactivated that afternoon.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy. I mean, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber.
Dummy number three, dummy number three, dummy number three. Dummy number three, our reader this week is Alan from North Carolina. And for being our reader, Alan wins a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Alan is going to be using the Lou Malnati service that allows you to ship pizzas around the United States. You can visit loumalnatis.com for more information. All right, take it away, Alan.
This is Alan for You Big Dummy. A man faces theft charges after he tried to steal a snake by sticking it down his pants. Authorities say Travis Trader went into Animal House Pet Center at St. Peter's, Florida, Monday. Surveillance video showed the man put a baby python down his left front pocket, at which point the owner confronted him. Employees blocked front entrance. The customer, who just so happened to be a security guard, jumped in to help. In the video, the suspect is seen struggling, but they're able to hold him down and zip-tie him until authorities arrive. The owner noted Trader had been in the store twice previously, but did not realize he'd stolen anything until later. And now back to you, Nick.
The only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them. My only child is a dummy.
You know, that's not the first, Dan, isn't that right? It's not the first story we've had with a guy stuffing a snake down his pants, right?
No.
not the first time.
Florida. Florida, everybody. Shocking. Dummy number four, dummy number four. It's not a good idea to steal your brother's identity, and it's an even worse idea when you try to buy a house, two cars, two water scooters, a motorcycle, and insurance for four other vehicles. Deputies said the criminal, 45, adopted the identity of his brother and tried to buy a new car at a dealership on May 27th. He was arrested that night and charged with one count of fraudulent use of personal identification. He also had a warrant for issuing a worthless check. Detectives then found that in a span of a month, he tried to buy two other cars, two water scooters, a Harley-Davidson motorcycle, a home, and insurance for four other vehicles, all using his brother's identification. He had contracts in the works, and detectives were able to identify that all the fraudulent was before anything went through, said Sergeant Spencer Gross.
Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and
a dummy.
And I can't wait to see you starring in your first movie.
Yeah.
Deep Dummy.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Two men tried to rob a McDonald's only to be violently thwarted by 11 off-duty Special Forces commandos who were having lunch there. Two men stormed into a McDonald's about 9 p.m. on Sunday. Not spotted by the robbers were 11 men eating lunch who were members of the GIGN, the French equivalent of the Navy SEALs. The attorney general said the commandos waited for the robbery to play out to avoid causing a scene in the restaurant, and then they confronted the robbers outside. That's great.
I'm not kidding you. You're a big dummy.
All right, we have to vote. Pretty good week here for you, big dummy. All right, here we go. We got the dummy who had to be rescued because he didn't want his cell phone to get wet. Although I kind of don't blame the guy. Unless you're little Wayne, then you can pour champagne all over your phone. Have you guys seen that commercial? Did I make a reference that nobody's seen?
No, I've seen it.
No,
okay,
I've
good.
Seen that.
All right. Dummy number two was the dummy apartment complex idiots that required their residents to like them on Facebook. The dummy who took a python down his pants. The dummy who tried to buy a house, two water scooters, a motorcycle, and insurance with his brother's identity. And then the dummies who tried to rob a McDonald's where 11 commandos were eating. All right, let's vote. Dan, where are you going on this
one? You know, with the raft one, I kind of understand the phone part, but the fact he was riding on a piece of plywood.
That's the thing, yeah.
You know, it's just like, yeah. All right, I'm going to go watch the sunset on the river on a piece of plywood.
Right. The Hudson River of all rivers,
yeah.
Too.
Normally, anytime anybody sticks anything down their pants is usually my vote. But being the older brother of two idiots... I'm going to vote for the guy who tried to steal his brother's identity because we've all tried to crib stuff. You know, we've all stolen stuff out of each other's wallet. Right. But you steal a fin. You don't steal a SIM note. You know?
Bringing back the fin and the C note.
A house and two water scooters and a car.
Yeah.
And four cars that weren't part of the cars he was buying. So. The guy.
That's the best explanation I've ever heard. Being the older brother of two idiots. You've just endeared yourself to your brothers right there. Vic, who are you voting for?
I was going to go for the plywood guy, but the guys that robbed the McDonald's, I'm going to go with them because, and I know they probably didn't know that there was Special Forces in there, but they will now always be known as the guys who tried to rob a McDonald's that was loaded with Special Forces.
Yes.
That's dumb.
It's a good one. Okay, Esmeralda?
I have to go with that one.
The McDonald's?
Yeah, with the McDonald's, because I just imagine. It reminds me of, like, when there's those other stories where, like, kid bullies other kid but doesn't know he knows karate
right.
and gets smacked in
right.
the face real hard.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it reminds me of.
Okay. All right. Well, that's actually we have a tie. So we're going to have to, because I'm voting for the idiot who tried to buy a bunch of houses and water scooters. So we have to have first person who calls in breaks the tie. All right, we're down to two. We got the dummy who tried to buy a house using his brother's identity and other stuff, and we got the dummies who tried to rob a McDonald's where commandos were waiting. First person in, 312-981-7200, breaks the tie, and that will become the dummy of the week. And we may as well give them a should we give them a Lumel Nadis as well for breaking the tie? 312-981-7200, the dummy who tried to buy a house and all the other stuff using his brother's identity, or the dummies who tried to rob a McDonald's where 11 commandos were eating. First person through, 312-981-7200. They break the tie, and you get yourself a Lumel Nadis gift certificate. Okay, let's take a break here. And then we'll come back and get ourselves a winner and get ready for Straight Outta Context, Nick D Show, Spies and Fly Jams Friday. Hey, we want to thank Tim, who voted for the McDonald's story. So that's the winner, you guys, the McDonald's guys. He likes the story because it puts the military in a positive light, and the visual of 11 guys surrounding two criminals in front of McDonald's made him laugh out loud. Tim, you got yourself a Lumel Nadis gift certificate as well. You big dummy, we'll be back next week. F-bomb.
Out of context, context, context. Context, context. What's up? Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context, 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 context.
Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, here till 5 a.m. It's Friday. Fly Jams Friday coming up momentarily. Straight Out of Context is happening right now. That's when you listen to this radio station 24/7. Whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, Dan, what do we got?
All right, first up, Tim heard this one of Wendy.
That's one. We did it all weekend.
Okay.
Wild Bill heard this one of you.
Drop two balls. Yeah. Yeah, there you go. All right.
Brian submitted this one also of you.
He's got a giant organ surrounding him. Was that when I was talking about Rick Wakeman and the...
Yeah, it's a metal band.
Yeah, okay. All right. By the way, Esmeralda, you saw the footage I sent you, right, of the Sir Lancelot song?
I did. It looked kind of cool,
with the with the guys on skates. Fantastic. Okay, go ahead, Dan.
Minimum J sent in this one of Wendy.
I'm squeezing out every last bit of one tube, ready to start a new tube.
Mm-hmm. Whew. All right.
Brian emailed this one of Bill.
You went deep on that one.
Okay.
Kathy sent in this one of Craig, Patty, and Esmeralda Leon.
There it is. It's there lovely. It is for you.
I'm asking you to pitch a tent. I'm just going to go to sleep.
Wow. Okay.
See, but even in that, look, I wanted none of it. I was going to sleep.
Were they, was it, what the hell, were they outside?
No, we were talking about sound machines, and I said I wanted a thunderstorm one.
Oh, all right. Okay. So. All right. Next.
Mary Ellen sent in the next two. We want to thank Mary Ellen because this first one of Elton Jim, I should say, is a beauty. And actually, he said it back in February, and she's been holding it until now.
Oh, okay.
So here we go. Mary Ellen, Elton Jim.
You stick it in, you roll it around, you pull it out, and you see some results.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. She's been holding on to that one for...
couple months.
Few months. All right. Okay.
A little more recent. Here's one of Esmeralda from Mary Ellen.
I don't think that thing's a hot dog.
You get confused by that sometimes, Esmeralda?
I mean, you know how it goes, Nick.
Uh-huh. Okay. Next.
Adria sent in this one of you.
There was boobs, and it was awesome. Okay.
Mike Jacobson, morning show producer Mike Jacobson, sent in this one of Dave Ennett.
My buckthorn is exploding.
I'm sorry. Could you play that again? I'm sorry. I have to hear that again.
My buckthorn is exploding.
We have to save that. Dan, I have to have access to that. I need that on the button machine right here next to this. Oh, my God. Okay.
So all three morning show producers sent in this one. So Mike Jacobson, Mary Sandberg, and Bennett Wakenight.
Yeah.
And so Steve Cochran.
So in other words, I'm pounding on Hillary.
Oh, man. Okay.
The Hawk of May sent in these of Tom Skilling.
They're yanking at something that hasn't been yanked before. She does things with vegetables, Steve, that you didn't know could be done. You know, I can sit there and play around trying to cut down on the meat I eat.
God. Oh, man, high quality out of context this morning.
By the way, that was all from one show. That was all just Friday morning.
Oh, that was all for every one of those?
Yep.
The Buckthorn exploding and everything? Yep. Pounding Hillary? Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
I had a busy morning.
Holy cow.
Tune in, everybody.
Hey, it's Friday. They could go nuts today. Oh, all right.
Next three are of Lou. First one from Aaron.
And you're going to go right in that hole, and you're going to...
Of course. Okay.
Next ones are from Brian, my good friend Mark Guess.
This bad boy right here, Veronica, they're probably about 6 inches long. The head is pretty heavy, and I was amazed at the amount of power. Even if you wanted to just go down in a certain area...
I didn't get to touch it because you were chasing Sam with it.
Oh, right.
Okay, first of all, I love the fact that he cleared his voice before he said 6 inches. Like he was so proud. 6 inches. Okay, next.
All right, the final one from Lou, courtesy of Keith.
I'm going to help you find happiness in your pool.
Oh, man. The services that Lou provides, I'll tell you. Okay.
Jerry from Kansas and the Hawk of May heard this one of Brian Noonan.
Keep your hands off the wood.
Okay.
Eric heard this one of Bill and Wendy.
How come you're not still doing it?
Oh, it's tiring.
Oh, man. All right.
During a conversation about tofu, Ken in Milwaukee heard this one from Wendy.
Well, we'll I want see. My tofu to taste like you, Bill.
Oh, boy. Wow. Okay.
Brian heard this one of you.
You would stick it in it, and you would squeeze. The stuff would just plop out onto the bun. These things would shoot pretty far. So I'm talking about my days working at McDonald's, shooting special sauce all over the room. Oh, all right, 412. Yeah, all right. All right, go ahead.
Another one of you from Andy in Oak Brook.
Watch Nuts when he's in his Speedos. That's Leslie Nielsen I was referring to, okay?
Dirty Dave and Harold heard this of Wendy.
I was so careful with every tiny thing I put in my mouth.
God, all right.
Harold also heard this one of Roe.
We already had one guy go down on the show today.
Oh, okay.
And finally, Brian, Harold, and Jim Liskowski heard these of you and Esmeralda.
Oh, boy. I would eat the hell out of this. It's a concoction that I would shovel into my face for 3 hours straight. Esmeralda, you'd eat that, right?
Hmm.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah, that sounds like every response a woman has had to me for about 35 years. So there you go.
Spies.
Hey.
Right.
Spies.
Like us.
All right. That's Nick D. Show Spies. This is when you listen 24-7 to everybody on this station. Whenever I am mentioned or the show is mentioned in any capacity, you become a spy. Jot it down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. What do we got?
We're running low on time, so we'll only do two here. First one, Cochran, after the Tom Skilling conversation, figured out where a lot of it would be.
All the best, man. We love you. That's Tom Skilling at Skilling. You know, that's how you know you're famous. It's like Madonna. Just at Skilling. Mm-hmm. You know, you doesn't need anything. Just at Skilling. And there you go. He is the Madonna of meteorology. And funny. Oh, he had a couple of things that were going to make Nick DiGilio's day. He'll use them on Out of Context for the next 6 months.
And it happened. Okay.
I should also point out the spies this week were Wild Bill, Peter, Amanda, and Eric. This is Patty explaining how you got her pregnant.
I just happened to be listening to WGN Radio, and Nick had a... It was actually... what movie was this David Letterman joke about? Like, they played a clip of David Letterman making fun of a movie, and the movie was The Sisterhood of the Ya-Ya Club, right?
They're going to say Traveling Pants.
Exactly. It was very similar. Too. Yeah, but it was the Ya-Ya. What was
Ya-Ya
it called?
Ya-Ya Sisterhood.
Ya-Ya Sisterhood? I don't even know now, but it was... Like, Nick didn't like that movie. David Letterman didn't like the movie.
Where could this be going?
Is it Divine Secrets of the Ya-Ya Sisterhood?
That's the one. The Sisterhood, Divine, and Ya-Ya. It was all... I thought it was a decent movie, but Nick D did not like it very much, and neither did... I don't think he did. But anyway, I called in, I got the answer right, and I won a free stay at a hotel.
Okay.
In Lyle, Illinois, and my husband and I stayed there, and that was the weekend we conceived my son, because it was the only time that we attempted such things.
So there you go. I got Patty pregnant. You know, she uses that in her stand-up. I opened for Patty once at Zany's. I'm sitting in the back of the room. Patty comes up and says, "Give it a hand for Nick DiGilio. He got me pregnant." I'm like, that's fantastic.